This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
During the last 18 months, I've been acting as a project architect for developing a learning teams framework across a diverse group of organisations involved in the maritime sector. And I've been really fortunate because part of that work has been to work in the front line with the people that face very diverse operational risks. And the fact is, they are successful in the work they do every day. And I wanted to share with you some of the ways that we've been using learning teams in that project so far. So one of the ways was fortnight engagements with workers who are engaged in high-risk operation to evaluate the effectiveness of those controls for the changing environments they work in. Engaging with workers on learnings from customer aggression events. Engaging with multiple organisations who form a supply chain or a contract chain on how to better communicate, cooperate and collaborate on health and safety matters. Changing traditional accident investigation models into adverse event learnings. And working with accident investigators who have used very traditional investigation models into more of a humanized approach using learning teams. And something that's really been exciting is the development of a single sheet of paper, a storyboard, rather than a multi-page or, in many cases, a large volume of pages that make up an accident investigation report, so that learnings from events can be communicated between organisations and potential similarities can be identified in order for those parts of the organisations to learn and improve. And through this project, there have been some very interesting emerging themes. And the three themes that have emerged from this project so far are: one, the ability for organisations to identify improvement opportunities by engaging workers in everyday work; the ability for organisations to better understand the constraints and the capacity of their safety systems and supporting workers to be successful; and the ability to move from an investigation and root cause analysis approach of accidents and incidents to a learning model of adverse events. On today's podcast, I wanted to do a little bit deeper about the investigation approach. And on this project, we have observed that the system methodology model or approach to managing unwanted events forms a bias which drives the intent and outcome of the investigation. In our observation, a root cause analysis or an investigative approach places the worker at the centre of the process and then moves out to the system to find the root cause. This focus on the individual adds the emotional toll which workers report when participating in this type of investigation. When we think about workers imagined versus workers done, the classic investigative approach believes that workers imagined must be right, and therefore the gap between workers imagined and workers done is a variation, a non-conformance, a latent failure, or some other variation of human error. This means that we are looking down at the worker through the system lens and placing the worker into a deficit equation. With the learning team approach, the system was placed at the centre of the process. Work as imagined is not accepted as being the right or only way. The discussion was not about what went wrong or what went right. We found that by undertaking a facilitated engagement with workers and other stakeholders that were connected to the event, situation or problem, we were able to see the story as each person saw the event or their knowledge of a situation or problem, the story of normal everyday work and how workers are operating in complex and variable environments. The value of improvements or simply making more sense and giving more visibility of our understanding of our current processes. And more importantly, the people that participated in the learning team enjoyed this approach because it wasn't an investigation. They weren't worried about collusion. They felt the organization wasn't trying to search for the one true story. And the focus wasn't on the one root cause. And finally, and most importantly, they felt the organization wasn't looking for someone to blame.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please tune into the show, The Practice of Learning Teams, on how to learn and improve on safety, quality, and operational excellence. Available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, and other podcast providers near you.